Hamatzia Daf Nun Gimel. We're starting from Gufa, five lines up in the bottom of Nun Beis Amid Beis. Gufa Amar Cheskia, Ma'aser Sheni Vashav Perutah. What do I do if I have Ma'aser Sheni produce that's not worth a Perutah? Meaning a person, let's say, has one single grape to redeem. And you cannot, as we'll learn about more, you cannot make a chil, you cannot deconsecrate Ma'aser Sheni produce unless it is worth a Perutah. Because deconsecration is an act of business. Unless it's worth a Perutah, it doesn't have a shame of deconsecration. So you can't do that. So what do? You want to get the Kedusha off. You want to be able to put it onto money and to carry up the money to Yerushalayim, but you can't. So what do? Omar hu v'chom shom mechula amal z'rishon. So Chizkiyah taught us that you say it and it's fifth, because when you redeem your own Ma'aser Sheni, you get out of fifth. It should become deconsecrated upon money, which is already deconsecrated. And if the money's already been used for deconsecration, so it doesn't have any room left to accept the extra value of the grape, the answer is it does. It's impossible for a person to be so precise with the money they deconsecrate. People always leave a safe cushion where the value of the produce is going to be less, a little bit, it's going to be worth a little bit less than the money. They leave the safe cushion. So now when I have this one grape where I'm trying to get the Kedusha onto somewhere, I could safely assume that putting it onto the previously deconsecrated coins is just fine. So the Gemara has a kasha on this, a challenge on this. Here we're talking about in the Mishnah, the differences between Truma, Bikurim, and Ma'aser Sheni. So the Mishnah says, when I have Truma and Bikurim, the halacha is that if a non-Kohen eats them, there's a chiyuv of Misa Bidei Shamayim, whereas Ma'aser Sheni does not have that. There's no person who can't have the Ma'aser Sheni. And there's halacha of a chomesh. If a non-Kohen inadvertently eat Truma Bikurim, they have to pay back, plus a fifth to give to the Kohen. They're also to non-Kohanim, which seems pretty obvious. Maybe we just talk about the punishments if a non-Kohen eats it. Whereas Ma'aser Sheni is mutter to a non-Kohen. V'nechsei Kohen, they become the property of the Kohen. It becomes personal. Ma'aser Sheni is not personal property. You cannot use it to betroth a woman, for example. You only have the right. Hashem gives you the right to take it and eat in Yerushalayim. You don't have more rights in it. But olin v'achadu me'ah, if they become mixed up with the regular produce, they're nullified in a mixture of 100 to 1. So meaning, let's say I have one measure of truma falls into 100 measures of chulin at the same time, there it can become nullified eaten by a non-Kohen. But if it's less than 100 times as much chulin, the whole mixture is asur for a non-Kohen to eat. U'tu'unin rechitzas yadayim. It requires washing of the hands before eating. That's a din etilas adayim before you touch or eat truma fruits. If not, then the hands are tamei and it renders them unfit. For Ma'aser Sheni, there is no such chiyuv. Basically, hands are considered a sheni. If they would touch things, they become a shlishi. There's only shlishi for truma and for bikurim. There is not shlishi for Ma'aser Sheni. V'harav shemesh, also someone who was tamei and has gone to the mikvah. So the halacha is that while he's a tvol yom, while he's still waiting for the sun to set, he cannot eat truma bikurim, but he could eat Ma'aser Sheni. Harelu truma bikurim, all these halachos are true for truma bikurim, mashen ikba ma'aser, but they don't apply for Ma'aser Sheni. So now we're going to understand one of the halachos that we mentioned is that if it gets mixed up truma with other things with chulin, so if it's less than 100, it's all asur. If it gets to 100 to 1, then it becomes permitted. Mashenkin b'maiser, maiser is not like that. So in what way is maiser not like that? Mashenkin b'maiser. So what does that mean? La mekalad maiser b'alta beruba. Maiser sheni is worth less. Even if it's worth less than a perut, to become nullified in a simple majority. In other words, we're talking about any case. For Ma'aser Sheni can always become nullified by a majority. By Truma Bikurim, there's a Chumra that you need one in 100, as the Mishnah said. Mashengim Ma'aser is not as strict. Just a simple majority would be okay if it gets mixed up. The issue is, if you think about it, if it's true that Chizkiyah said is right, that if Ma'aser Sheni is worth less than a Peruta, it still is able to be redeemed. So this case of a Ma'aser Sheni, which gets mixed up, it's a Davar She'ish L'Matirin, which means that even though it's in a mixture, there's a way for it to become a mutter. What is the halacha? That's just to understand. Normally when something is mixed up, it can become batal, but only if there's no way that it would be mutter otherwise. If without the bitl, I wouldn't be able to eat it, and then that's the din, where bitl is kicked in. But even if without the bitl, it would become mutter, then there's a halacha that you cannot rely on the bitl. Just for example, let's say one muksa egg and yontif gets muksa mixed up with a bunch of other muksa eggs. You cannot assume bitl because you could just wait till after yontif to use it when there's no violation of muksa. So it's a davar she'ish matirin. Whenever it's davar she'ish matirin, you can't use bitl. So Chizkiyah's halacha is right that Ma'aser Sheni is worth less than a pruta, could be redeemed. So this Ma'aser Sheni that's mixed up, it could always be davar she'ish matirin. You could always just redeem it. You know, okay, I don't know exactly where it is. It's mixed up. But I'll just say, wherever the Ma'aser Sheni is, it goes onto this coin. I'll take the coin up and I can eat the whole pile. Start with Shishamatir and call the Shishamatir and feel the Alephalo Batal. It's not nullified, even if in 1,000 similar types. So why do the Ma'aser Sheni become Batal in a mixture? With the Mishnah saying, why should it become Batal in a mixture? It's a Dover Shishamatir. It's a Bishlama. If Chizkiyah wasn't right, so you would say no, that the case could be where it was worth less than a Pruta. Worth less than a Shavu Pruta, it cannot become Niftah. So there's no way that you could redeem it. If there's no way you could redeem it, then without Bittul, you can't eat it. That's why there would be but there would be chal. But if Chizki is right, then even less than a shavu pruta, there's it shayach to do a chilo. So what's this case where we're going to be able to use to employ bittel on this ma'aser sheni? You should always be davar shiyesh matirin because it would always be able to be redeemed. Says the Gemara, how do you know that you got the Mishnah right? We just said Trima is Batal 100 and Meiser is different. How do you know that it's different? That it means and leniently, it could be nullified in majority. Maybe it's Lachumra, it cannot become nullified at all. That's the way that it's different. It's different because it's Davar Shiyesh Matirin and therefore it cannot be nullified at all. How do you know what the contrast was? You're assuming the contrast is that it's Batal Barov and that you see it's not a Davar Shiyesh Matirin. Maybe the opposite is Davar Shiyesh Matirin and it can't become Batal at all. So the Gemara rejects that. Because in regard to Truma, Chumra and Truma, we're talking about the stringencies of Truma over Ma'aser Sheni Kuli Truma. Look, we're talking about listing leniencies of Truma. The Mishnah was saying things that Chumra, the Chumras of Truma over Ma'aser. The way you want to have it, it would be representing a Chumra of Ma'aser over Truma. So the Gemara tries to keep the answer. One of the things that it said was that it's the property of the Kohen. That's a leniency of the Kohen. Ma'ashenke Ma'aser Sheni is not the private property. So maybe that's a Chumra Ma'aser Sheni over Truma. So to here, the Olu B'Achinu Me'a is a leniency of Truma. Maybe it's not bottle at all. So says the Gemara, we show explicitly in the price of Sakal Daitak, the Tanabad, it says explicitly in the price of Ma'aser but the Ma'aser Sheni is bottle in a majority. Based on Amr, what Ma'aser Sheni did we say is bottle in a majority? Ma'aser Sheni, Shein Voshav Pruta, when it's not worth a Pruta, since it's not worth a Pruta, therefore it doesn't have Pidyon. Mishnechus Yushalayim Liyatza, and regarding Ma'aser Sheni, entered Yushalayim and left. The Gemara will explain where Ma'aser Sheni cannot be redeemed. We'll talk about what that case is where it entered Yerushalayim and left and why it can't be redeemed. We'll get into that. But Al Kapanim, once we see a Ma'aser Sheni can be nullified in the mixture, now the Gemara gets its big challenge to Chizkiyah. If Chizkiyah was right, then even Ma'aser Sheni worth less than a Pruta, it can still be redeemed as Chizkiyah taught us on other and coins that were already used. Why don't we do like Chizkiyah and Echel Almas Rishonis and deconsecrate on earlier deconsecrated money and then everything would work? So what? It should be a Davar Shiyesh Matirin. We don't need Bittul. If you don't need Bittul, it shouldn't be Bittul at all. Says the Gemara, the low park. You know what the price was discussing? It was discussing a case where it happens to be you hadn't redeemed any other Ma'aser Sheni. You just have your one great Kedusha Ma'aser Sheni that has to be redeemed. You don't have any other coins of earlier money that you can add this onto. So that's why you can't use Chizkiyah's procedure. Therefore, it becomes Davar Sheh Ein Lo Matirin, Davar Sheh Ein Lo Matirin is Batal B'Ruba. Says the Gemara, of an Isaac Mesa, they say, why don't you bring another Ma'aser Sheni produce that he has in his Shifunu and combine it? So meaning still, it should still be a Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirin because this one is mixed up. But let me bring more, eventually more Ma'aser Sheni, combine them, and now together I'll have a Pruta, and I'll make the Pidyon on the little bit in the mixture together with the little bit that's outside. So as the Gemara derives with Rabbanu L'Mitztarfi, the case of the Ma'aser Sheni inside the mixture, that's only Midrabbanu Ma'aser Sheni. The Ma'aser Sheni that you're going to bring is Midaraisa Ma'aser Sheni. You cannot combine Ma'aser Sheni as Daraisa and Dirabbanu. Why is the stuff that's in the mixture only Dirabbanu? Because under Daraisa law, even Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirin can become Batal. The whole rule that Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirin cannot become Batal is all Dirabbanu. And the Yisrael of Dirabbanu is don't rely on Bittul when there's another way out. So since it's only Midrabbanu that it's not Batal, so what am I going to do? I'm going to bring more Ma'aser Sheni and combine it. That means my Ma'aser Sheni that I'm bringing requires the Chilana Daraisa level. The Ma'aser Sheni that's in the mixture only requires an Adrabanan level. You cannot combine them in such a way. So therefore, it ends up that there's really no solution. Says Gemara, V'naisi Demai. Why can't I bring Ma'aser Sheni of Demai? Ma'aser Sheni of Demai is when you buy from an Am Arts and you have a suffix, it's not clear if it was taken out already. So that's also only Achi of Midrabanan. So I can combine that with the Ma'aser Sheni that's in the mixture. So I have two Drabanans which should be able to combine together. Says the Gemara, we don't let you do that. They were concerned you might come and combine it with definitely Chai of Ma'aser Sheni stuff, which would be the problem of Daraisa and Drabanan. Says the Gemara, you should still be able to do it. If Chizkiyah is right, there's still a way of redeeming the Ma'aser Sheni in the mixture. If an Isaac Shay Prutus, why don't you bring two Prutus coins? And a Chalal Ma'aser Sheni Prutus Machso, to consecrate the Daraisa Ma'aser Sheni on them in the value of Prutus and a half. And a Chalal Hai Al Hayach is there, and to consecrate the Ma'aser Sheni in the mixture on the remaining half of a Prutus. In other words, we were saying that the reason it wasn't a violation of Chizkas, you didn't have a coin that had some Maizer Sheni sanctity. So we're saying, why not make such a coin? Bring 1.5 prutas worth of Maizer Sheni and put it onto 2 prutas coins, which will leave one of the coins half full. And then the second coin is a coin with some Maizer Sheni on it, and it has room to be Mekabel the grape. Why don't you wait until you do that? Says the Gemara, Misaver, what is that thing? I'm a Mekabel 1.5 onto 2 coins. Misaver, Pruta, Matzah, Tafsah, Shei Prutas. Do you think they're redeeming a Pruta, Ave, and a half of Maizer Sheni, 2 prutas gives the 2 prutas coins sanctity? It doesn't. Lo, pruta tafsa pruta. The pruta will be tough as a pruta. V'chatzi pruta lo tafsa. All that pruta doesn't work at all. So that means I still have avodah d'oraisa d'rabbanan. I still have 1.5 pruta, which has d'oraisa meiser, and 1 that's in the mixture, which is d'rabbanan. D'oraisa d'rabbanan mesafri. I still have the problems d'rabbanan and d'oraisa don't work. So in other words, if I have 1.5 on 2, it doesn't work like that. It's 1 for 1.5 on nothing. So now I have a half that needs and a half that's in the mixture. They don't combine. So the Gemara concludes that that's true. You're right. If I have 1.5 on 2 prutas, just the second half is not going to, the 1 will work, but the extra half won't work at all. But the Gemara says, Nasi Isser, why don't you bring a larger coin, let's say an Isser, and be poed at less than an Isser's value of Maizer Sheni on it, and then use the remainder. So basically what we're asking is, you should never get stuck. You should just wait till you have more Maizer, put it on a larger coin, which will leave space. It will be 1 coin. It will certainly go on it. It will leave space, and then you'll be Machal, the little bit of Maizer Sheni that goes in the mixture onto this. Says, Gemara, Demasi, let's say prutas. We're concerned because you might come to use pruta coin. So basically, after all is said and done, it's not a davishish matir in a case where it's mixed up. You don't have previously used coins. We're nervous to let you bring new stuff and orchestrate it, and therefore we just say it's bato as it is. So it's not a kasha in cheski. If you do have originally used coins which were already used to deconsecrate in a chanami, there you could just tack on more to it. What we talking happened to be talking about in the brisa when we said it was bato in a case where you didn't have it. What was the second case of the brisa where it's a davar she'ein lo matir and it's batal? V'shenechzu Yerushalayim liyatzah, a case where Maizer Sheni that entered into Yerushalayim and then it left. If it's now, it's nullified in a mixture, as a majority of chulin, it's batal. Says the Gemara, why is that davar she'ein lo matir? Why are you relying on batal amai? Why don't you just bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there? Yes, we understand you can't be eaten right here, but why can't I just bring the whole mixture back to Yerushalayim? So that should be a davar she'yesh lo matir. If it's davar she'yesh lo matir, why is it becoming batal? Says the Gemara B'shinitma. We're talking about a case where the Maizer Sheni, just to clarify, once Maizer Sheni entered Yerushalayim and it left, you can't be poed it. We understand. Once it's inside the walls, it's called Tuah Mechitzas, the walls chapped it, you can no longer redeem it. Fine, that's great. We understand that concept. But why can't I just bring it back into Yerushalayim and be poed it right there and eat it there? Why are we saying that it's becoming batal? Says the Gemara B'shinitma. We're talking about a case where Maizer Sheni had become Tame, and therefore it cannot be eaten. It's also Maizer Sheni, which is Tame. So that's why it's become batal. Says the Gemara Nifrike, but why can't you redeem it? Maizer Sheni, we think it could be, we're talking about a case that's worth a pruta because we have two cases where it was worth less than a pruta, or if it entered Yerushalayim and left. So presumably we're talking about it's worth a pruta. So why aren't you redeeming it? Just because you become Talmud, you could still redeem Maizer Sheni if it became Talmud. Amar Abulazar, I mean, not the Maizer Sheni should not touch the pot. So how do we see in the pasuk that Maizer Sheni became Talmud can still be redeemed? Even in Yerushalayim. Normally, Maizer Sheni that started in Yerushalayim, you can't be poda. But if it became Talmud, so you can't eat it, how do you know that you could redeem it? Shenamar kilo suchal se'eso. It says that the reason you're poda Maizer Sheni is because you can't sit. Eso. What is say so? Literally means you can't carry it. But we darsh enough in say se alachil. It also refers to eating. So we see that maseis is the lashon of food. So we say you can't eat it because it became tamei. You could also be poded. So there's another way that a person could be poded maaser sheni. Not only if they're far away, but also if it became tamei. So what's this whole thing that is davar she'ein lo matir? And the reason it's becoming batal is because it became tamei. If it taka became tamei, then you should be allowed to just redeem it right now. If it's a davar she'yesh lo matir, if it's a davar she'yesh lo matir, it shouldn't become batal. So the Gemara proposes a different answer. We're not talking about money which originally had Kedushas Maizer Sheni from the outset. We're talking about that it was purchased with Maizer Sheni money. Once I take the Maizer Sheni up and I spend it and I buy food, then that food cannot be redeemed and therefore it's going to become nullified because you're stuck. And when we spoke about the Maizer Sheni into Yerushalayim and left, we're not talking about the original food that was set aside of Maizer Sheni. We're talking about food that was bought in Yerushalayim with the money I could do just Maizer Sheni, and Lekuach Bekatz of Maizer Sheni cannot be redeemed. Says the Gemara, is that so true that Lekuach Bekatz of Maizer Sheni can't be redeemed? Lekuach Bekatz of Maizer Sheni, never forget, you should also redeem it. Tidnan, Lekuach Bekatz of Maizer Sheni, Chinitma, food that was purchased with money Maizer Sheni became Tamei. Yibada, you could redeem it. So we see that it's true. Even food purchased with Maizer Sheni became Tamei could be redeemed. Says the Gemara, Kireb Yehuda. Yehuda. We are going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Yikaver, who said that the food that's bought with the Maaser Sheni money has to be burned if it becomes Tameh. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Lekuach because of Maaser Sheni has to become burned if it becomes Tameh. It does not have pidyon. So we get to Ratz Machlok as food that was bought with Maaser Sheni could be and became Tameh, could be redeemed. Tanakam was, yes, Rabbi Yehuda holds it cannot. We're going like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, E Rabbi Yehuda, if we're talking about like following Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'ir Yatza. Why does the Braisa say that the food has left Yerushalayim and that's why it's becoming Baal Tafilu Al Tzanami, even if it's in Yerushalayim, if it became Talmud, it's Lekula B'Gatzav Ma'aser Sheni, so you can't redeem it. So now it should be Davrish, it should be Davrish in Lamatir, and if it's mixed up in the mixture, it should be Baal Tabarov. So why is it that we're saying specifically because it's left Yerushalayim? So it says the Gemara, Al Olam Batar, we're talking about a Tar, Ma'aser Sheni, and Yerushalayim and left. Ma Yatza, what do we mean it left? Enough of Machitzas, we're talking about the walls of Yerushalayim fell down after the Ma'aser Sheni was brought inside the walls. Now the walls fell. So it's a Davrish in Lamatir because I can't just bring it in. I can't just bring it in and eat it in Yerushalayim because the walls have fallen down at this point. Says the Gemara of Hamar Rav Mechitza Lechov Daraisa. The point of having a wall in Yerushalayim to eat Ma'aser Sheni has been in Yerushalayim's walls. That's a din Daraisa. Mechitza is Liklot Derabanan. The halacha of having walls Liklot to keep the Ma'aser Sheni. The halacha that once it comes into the walls of Yerushalayim, it cannot be redeemed after you take it out of the city. That's only a din Derabanan. The whole din that once it's brought in the city cannot have pidyon regularly. It's only a din Derabanan. Mechitza Rabanan. When the Rabanan goes it. The once Ma'aser Sheni comes to Yerushalayim, you can't be poded afterwards. Mechitza is only if the walls are still standing. Kiles the Mechitza is once the walls fall down. Where it goes there. So in other words, if the case is that it's tar, just the whole problem in redeeming it is because it went into Yerushalayim and it left, I can't be poded. That's only din Derabanan. If the case is that the walls fell, that's why I'm not bringing it back in, then you should be able to be poded. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Low plug. Rabbanan, we're not mechalik. Whether the walls are standing or they're not standing, it doesn't make a difference. Once it's brought in, you cannot be poded. So now we understand why you're stuck over here. You're stuck. It cannot be brought back into Yerushalayim because of the fact that the walls have fallen down, and now you cannot be and but not be poded as well. Therefore, Sabashi in the material in its bottle. Says the Gemara, we give a different answer. When we spoke about the case, it was actually one big case. It wasn't two cases. It's not worth less. It's worth less than a pruta or went into Yerushalayim. It's one big case. That's not worth a pruta. That entered Yerushalayim and that left. So it's all one big case that we're talking about. We thought originally it was two cases, worth less than a pruta or if it entered Yerushalayim. Therefore, it was a kasha and chizkia. Now we're answering, it's dealing with one big case. It was worth less than a pruta and Yerushalayim and it left. The reason you can't redeem it is because it's not because it's worth less than a pruta. Maybe chizkia is right that for that you have your solution, but rather because it entered Yerushalayim. Now we have to figure out why, according to what we're saying, why did we even mention that it was worth less than a pruta? But first, the Gemara just says, so you have the same problem. Why don't you just take it back in Yerushalayim and eat it? Enough of Mechitzah is the case is the walls fell. Menifrike, why can't you be poded outside even though it entered Yerushalayim? That doesn't stop Pidyon. The whole significance of once it's in Yerushalayim, it's been absorbed and you can't be poded is only with the Rabbanan. Presumably because Rabbanan gives the Mechitzah, presumably the Rabbanan where it goes or once the walls fell down. Says tomorrow, no, low plug Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, where Mechalik, that you cannot redeem it even once the walls have fell down. Ihach, if we're talking about a single case, we got a case where it's not worth a pruta. Even if it was worth a pruta, you can't redeem it because the point why you can't redeem it is because it went into Yerushalayim. So why are you speaking about a case where it's worth less than a pruta? So the Gemara explains, we're talking about the way presenting into the bride. So it's a case where one case and it's not even necessary to say another case. It's needless to say if it's worth a pruta, you cannot redeem it once in Yerushalayim to call to mechitzas because the walls absorb it. If it's not worth a pruta, I would say the walls didn't absorb it because what's the absorption of this idea that when it's in the walls. In normal cases, when Ma'aser Sheni goes in, but if it's worth less than a pruta, that's not a normal case. I would say maybe there's no din derabanan. Maybe the rabbanan didn't think about such a abnormal case where it's worth less than a pruta for the walls to absorb it. Kamash Mulan, no. The walls of your slime absorb even Ma'aser Sheni worth less than a pruta, and therefore you cannot redeem it. After all is said and done, to defend Chizkia, why aren't you being poded? Just because it's worth less than a pruta, that doesn't stop us. You can put on previously deconsecrated coins. So the first approach was you didn't have those coins. The second approach is that we're also talking about a case where it entered Yerushalayim. Once it enters into Yerushalayim, there's halacha, the walls absorb it. The walls absorb it, you can't be pulled out. When you bring it to Yerushalayim, we're talking about a case that the walls have fallen down. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan Mikol Yishu Maisero. Says a person will redeem from his Maisero, me Maisero, of his Maisero, below Kol Maisero. Not every case of Maisero can be redeemed. There is a case of Maisero Sheni can't be redeemed. Prav Maisero Sheni Pruta. If it's not worth a Pruta, you cannot redeem it. And that's what we've been talking about, the premise of what we've been assuming, how you solve it, like Chizkiya, is only by adding it onto coins that have already been deconsecrated. Now the Gemara tries to figure out what is the issue when it's not worth a pruta. Itmar Rav Ami Amar Ein Bo, it's not worth a pruta. The Ma'aser Sheni itself is not worth a pruta. Rav Asi Amar Ein Bo Chomsho, even the fifth is not worth a pruta. In other words, if the Ma'aser Sheni is worth a pruta, but a fifth of it is not worth a pruta, it also cannot be redeemed. You need even the fifth of it to be redeemed. So it would be a big machlokas. Let's say I have three prutas of Ma'aser Sheni, according to Rav Asi, would not be redeemable because a fifth of it would be less than a pruta. So that's a machlokas. The same issue is debated by other Amoram. Rav Yochanan Amar Ein Bo, it itself is not worth a pruta. Rav Shimon Lakash Amar Ein Bo Chumsha, the fifth of it is not worth a pruta. Says the Gemara Meis Vevakasha from the Brisa. Ma'aser Sheni Meshuv for pruta. If Ma'aser Sheni does not worth a pruta, Daya Sheyomer, it's enough to say Hu Vuchumsha Mechula Almos Rishonos. It and its fifth go onto earlier deconsecrated money. Right. That's the idea of Chizkiyah that I added onto stuff that was already used. So we said it is in a Chumsha Aradin. So Mishnah Lamed Amar Ein Bo Chumsha, according to the one who says it, that its fifth is not worth a pruta. Hani Tani Dayo. That's why the Brisa. So I didn't just say do this. It said dayo. It's sufficient. What it's saying deficient is avagav de deispe. Even though the machine itself has a pruta, kivin l'chumshe leka, since it's not a pruta's worth in the fifth, you can't redeem it straight. So now we understand why it says you do the chizkiyah method, which is obviously with the evan method that you're adding onto stuff that was previously used as opposed to doing it straight. But that's why it's saying dayo, it suffices. Even though this stuff itself has a pruta, but since there wouldn't be a pruta in the fifth of it, there at all, I need to come onto the solution where I am putting it onto previously used stuff. According to the opinion, then no, I just need the produce itself to be worth a pruta, but I don't care if the fifth would be worth a pruta. So obviously we're talking about a case here that the Ma'aser Sheni itself doesn't have a pruta, then according to that opinion. So my dayo, what's the lashon that we're saying it's sufficient? We're just talking about that one case. So that's Gemara Kasha. It's indeed a difficulty. So it comes out, there's a din, yes, it's true that the consecration of Ma'aser Sheni needs a pruta. There's a machlokas, whether or not it really has to be so many prutas that even the fifth of it would be worth a pruta, or if it just need that the Ma'aser Sheni produce itself is worth a pruta.